Hallelujah. Good morning, Audio Boo. In the name of Jesus, it's me, James Glory Yorkshire, in the United Kingdom with a morning boo for you. It is coming up to the 100-year anniversary of the Titanic and that world-famous disaster that happened, you know, where it sank, etc., etc. And I just want to bring something to you. We know that in the days of the Titanic, you see women and children first. And that was a good thing, and something I'm sure you'll agree with. But in the recent accident, disaster, if you will, of the Concordia, that big liner that sunk and lots of people died, there was stories of men pushing their way past the women and children trying to get on the lifeboats. How things have changed. And that's something we can look at here for a moment, you know, not so much the history of the Titanic or the Concordia, but the fact that in just a few score years, what has happened? Where has the respect gone? Are men really that mean that they would trample over women and children to get to the lifeboats? You may say, well, James Glory, you would do it. I don't know what I would do in that situation. I would like to think that knowing I was going to die possibly, I would stand on my faith and I would do whatever I could to save other people. But you don't know, do you, until you're in that situation, I guess. But I suppose if you prime yourself and tell yourself you would, maybe it will become a self-fulfilling thing and you will. But yes, on the Concordia, there are stories, terrible stories. I believe in the Daily Mail there was one in here in the UK of men trampling over women and children, pushing them aside to get to the boat. Yet on the Titanic, we hear the heroic stories, true stories of men who lost their own lives that they may save others. Now in Romans 5:7, it tells us, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man even dare to die. And then verse 8 it says, but God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah, yes, for us. And isn't it amazing that man will go to these lengths to save their skin? Some will even, as it says, yet peradventure for a good man even to die, for women and children. But Christ Jesus came 2,000 years ago to die for you. If you will believe on him, he paid the price for your sin, knowing what you were going to do. Now, these men who let the women and children go first, they didn't know that woman could have been a terrible woman. But yet, this still let them go first. They had respect and honour and dignity, even at the point of death. But Christ Jesus died for us. It says God commendeth his love toward us. That means that he's producing it for us. He's showing just how good it is that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So today, if you're going to go down like the Titanic, I suggest you look to Christ Jesus the Lord. And also look at your behaviours today. Would you trample over the women and the children if you're a man to get to the lifeboat? Or would you do as those on the Titanic? Women and children first. What a dichotomy. What a difference in just a few score years. It's terrible, isn't it? So we have a story of hope out of all that. That Christ has died for us. But also, we have a real sorrowful story that nowadays, women and children get trampled on that men may save their own lives. This is James Glory, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today.